This chazor zeichin nishmas b'chichas l'shrag b'am yehudim sechas chulim daf pei dalet. The Gemara says Yaakov the Min, the heretic, said to Rava, we pass on that a chai is included in the category of behem with regard to the kosher signs that are required. We should similarly say that a behem is included in the category of a chai with regard to the requirement of kisei adam. Rava said it's for this reason that the pasuk says regarding the blood of a behema, alo oret tishbechenu kamoyim. Just like water does not have to be covered, the blood of a behema does not have to be covered. In fact, based on this, one should be able to be toil in the blood of a behema and become tar. If remember, the pasuk regarding a proper mikveh says, it's only these bodies of water that act as, to make tar as a mikveh, but nothing else. Maybe this only comes to exclude other items that are not referred to by the pasuk as water, but blood of a behemoth, which is referred to as water, can be used as a mikveh. If tomorrow, by the pasuk mentioning mayim and bor mayim, it creates two exclusions: one to exclude items that are not referred to as water, and the other to exclude even blood. Maybe one comes to exclude liquids other than those referred to as water, which are flowing, and the other comes to exclude liquids other than water that have gathered and are stagnant, but blood, which is referred to as water, is included. And from there, the pasuk has three exclusionary terms: mayim, mayim, bar mayim, and mikveh mayim. So the Bryce says, the pasuk regarding kisei adam says, asher yotzud, who will catch. This teaches that an animal that is caught from the wild requires kisei adam. How do we know that even a chai or a bird that remains captured under its own will, like geese, chickens, are also included? The pasuk therefore says tzeid, which comes to include any chaya or bird. Why does the pasuk say asher yotzu? The pasuk is teaching that one should only eat meat as if he needs to catch it first before he can shecht it and eat it. Meaning you should not eat meat so regularly so as not to impoverish himself. The pasuk says ki yarchiv Hashem lekecha es givulcha, when Hashem will broaden your boundaries, meaning when He gives you wealth and you desire meat. The Torah is teaching that the proper way to act is that a person should only eat meat when he has a strong desire to do so. The pasuk says, which teaches that one should not go out and buy meat, but rather should take from his own animals, only if he has enough to spare from his own animals. The pasuk says, which teaches that one should not eat all those animals, only some of them. Based on this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if a person has a mana, he should eat vegetables. He has 10 mana, eat fish. 50 mana, he can eat meat. He has 100 mana, then he can eat whatever he wants every day. In fact, one of the people with less than 100 mana, when are they supposed to eat the suggested food? Because only with 100 mana does it say every day. And if the fancier foods are only to be purchased for Shabbos. Rav said we should listen to the words of the elder, meaning Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Yechanan said Rav was from a very healthy family and could therefore live on such meager nourishment. However, people like us should spend even his last pruta on food, that he should be able to say he should be properly nourished. Rav Nachman said people like us should even borrow to buy food for proper nourishment. So the pasuk says that lambs be your clothing, which teaches that one should buy sheep so that he can make clothing from its wool. The pasuk says flocks are the barter of a field. The teacher that one should sell his field to buy flocks, but should not sell flocks to buy fields. The pasuk then says, let the milk of goats be sufficient. The teacher, the person should be satisfied with the milk of the goats that he owns. He should not shech them for the meat. The pasuk says, for your food, for the food of your household. This teaches that your food comes before the food of your household. The pasuk says, and life to your naros. Marzucha, the son of Nachum, said, this teaches that one should act with restraints when he is young, and teaches that a person should not accustom his children to eat meat and drink wine. Rabbi Yechanan said, if someone wants to become wealthy, you should invest in small animals. Rabbi Chiya darshan this from a pasuk as well. Rabbi Yechanan also said, it's better to drink a cup from sorcerers than to drink a cup of lukewarm water. However, this is only if the water is in a metal keli, but if it's earthenware, not a problem. Even if it's a metal keli, it's only a problem if no other ingredients were put into the water. Yeah, but and even if there were no other ingredients put into the water, it's only a problem if the water was not first brought to a boil. Rabbi Yechanan said, if someone inherited a lot of money and wants to lose it, you should wear linen clothing, use glass kalim, and hire workers and not supervise them. Mark explains he's referring to Roman linen, which is very expensive and very fragile. White glass, also very fragile. I was referring to workers who would drive the oxen in the field, which had great risk of ruining of the crops if not done carefully. Rabbi Avira Dashan, sometimes in the name of Ami, sometimes in the name of Asi, he dashed the pasuk to teach that a person should always eat and drink less than what he can afford, should dress in accordance with what he can afford, and honor his wife and children with more than he can afford, for they are dependent on him, and he is dependent on the Eibishter. Mark continues, Rav Einar Dashan, that the entrance of the Reish Galusa, if someone shechts for a deathly ill person on Shabbos, he must do kisei adam. Rabbi strongly disagreed based on the Brice, where Rabbi Yossi said if one shechted a kui on Yom Div, he is not to cover his blood based on a kavachimer. Regarding Mila, which is a definite obligation, where a definite obligation of Mila overrides Shabbos, yet a suffix will not override even Yom Div, then regarding Kisei Adam, where even a definite obligation will not override Shabbos, so a suffix will not override Yom Div. The Chum said to him, this can be disproved from the obligation of Shefer outside the Beis HaMikdash, which does not override Shabbos even for a definite obligation, and yet overrides Yom Div even for a suffix obligation. Rabbi Elazar HaKapa Baribi said we can refute the Kal V'chomer another way as well. Mila may be different because it does not apply to the nights of Yom Tov, whereas Kisei Adam does, and therefore maybe that's why it can override Yom Tov. Rabbi Abba said this is one of the things regarding which Rav Chiya said I have no refutation, and yet Rabbi Elazar HaKapa Baribi gave a refutation. Now the Brisa clearly says that the Kisei Adam does not override Shabbos. Presumably this must be talking about where it's one shechta for an ill person. Don't say it's referring to when one's over Shabbos and shechta, because the Brisa compares the shechita on Shabbos to Mila on Shabbos. Just like Mila may be done on Shabbos, it's talking about a shechita that may be done on Shabbos. Clearly, we see that Rav Eina is incorrect. What's the suffix regarding shofar that's referred to in the Braisa? I can't refer to where it's a suffix if it's Rosh Hashanah, because shofar blowing overrides when it's definitely Rosh Hashanah, so it definitely overrides when it's only a suffix. Rather, Zakhtimar refers to the blowing of Rosh Hashanah for someone who is a suffix, whether he's a man or a woman. Rabbi Yaisi does not agree with this refutation because he holds that a woman may blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore this is not comparable to the case of a kui, where it's a suffix chaya or behema. Ravina said another refutation of the comparison to the Kisei Adam is that shofar overrides even Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, whereas Kisei Adam never overrides Shabbos. The Braisa says the mitzvah of Mila does not apply on Yom Tov nights, which is why it can't be compared to Kisei Adam, which does apply on Yom Tov nights. Now, Mila doesn't just not apply to Yom Tov nights, it doesn't apply to any nights. Rather, he was saying that Mila is different and that it does not apply to nights the way it does by day. This is different to Kisei Adam, which applies to nights equally as to days.